Indigenous relations with police have never been great anywhere in Australia. Aboriginal deaths in custody attest to that. But in a first step to improve the situation in WA, the state's police commissioner today issued an apology for past wrongs. Let's hear some of today's historic words from WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson.
From this day forward and in my time as police commissioner, I will take steps to heal historical wounds between police and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. I accept our tumultuous history. I acknowledge the devastating impact our actions and take ownership of being part of that problem. Today, I would like to commence a new journey in unison with Aboriginal people towards achieving reconciliation.
That's WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson issuing an historic apology to the state's Indigenous and Islander people. Dennis Eggington knows too well the history of the past wrongs. He's the CEO of the WA Aboriginal Legal Service. Dennis Eggington, thanks for joining RN Drive.
Pleasure to be here with you, Damien.
What did you think of the apology that the police commissioner gave?
Look, very genuine. It is in line with what I know of the commissioner and his desire to improve not just the terrible statistics that face our people in the justice system, but more importantly, doing something about the relationship that we have with the West Australian police force. Like most things, the apologies are symbolic in nature. Nothing wrong with that. Symbols are very important, but I think the hard work starts now, the long struggle to turn that relationship around. And we are talking almost 200 years of relationship that's been punitive. Governments have expected it to be punitive. The civil society has expected it to be punitive. We felt that punishment. It's going to be a long time coming in, turning it around, but it couldn't go on. It just had, enough was enough, and I think that's the great step.
Okay, so what action do you say needs to take place now off the back of this apology?
Look, I think there's a number of things that can happen straight away. The commissioner can get involved personally in any incidents that might arise and show that he's not going to tolerate it.
Has he done that in the past?
Yeah, he has. Chris Dawson has always had a very great desire to improve things with Aboriginal people. So from time to time, when we at the Aboriginal Legal Service have seen things that are just not right, we've taken them to the commissioner and he's actioned them straight away. So
What sorts of things? When have you gone to him? When have you spoken to him? And when has he responded?
I'm not going to give personal accounts, but I can say they're ranging from very serious assaults, police behaviour, young children being imprisoned for things like receiving a dollar's worth of stolen goods or grabbing a Freddo frog because they're hungry. Things where people should get warnings, but unfortunately in the past we've been our young kids have been jailed over these very, very minor things. So it's very extensive, and I think that's the issue. It's not just these one-off terrible situations where you've got a Miss Stew or a Mr. Ward case that end up in the deaths of someone. It's this ongoing harassment, this ongoing need to punish Aboriginal people, and I think that's the first stuff that can change all of the desire by his troops to change.
And what do you see as the root causes of the problems that you say currently exist between police and Indigenous West Australians?
Look, they stem from a colonial past. In many ways, there's lots of us who look at this space and will tell you that colonialism is still strong and still going on daily. So it's this continued punitive way of dealing with Aboriginal people, but it's got its beginnings rooted in the past. I mean, we're talking about people who used to take our kids away. The stolen generations weren't just taken away by government policies. They needed someone to carry those out. It was the police that carried that out. It's the police that have been involved in a number of Aboriginal deaths in custody. It's a whole range of things, but it's also a product of the society that we've got. Police are no different from the average Aussie out there. They're the same. I mean, they've got a badge on and they're supposed to be protecting and serving, but their attitudes have been shaped by a country that's been founded on lies and injustices. They're just a product of this society. And I think that's the great part for me, is that you've got a police commissioner who's not just saying to Aboriginal people, I'm sorry. He's saying to all of the people in WA, enough's enough. This is the way that we should be behaving.
Dennis Eggington, what do you want to see happen? What do you want from the police commissioner? Apart from keeping lines of communication with people like yourself open in specific cases, what do you want him to do right now?
Look, I think one of the best things that the commissioner could do now is to use imprisonment as a last resort. Put in more warnings and reduce the numbers of people coming into the justice system.
Does he have control over that, though? That's a sort of a system-wide problem in many ways.
Yes, but I'm positive that government and lawmakers would be open to any changes in this area. And if police can have laws changed where they can have discretion instead of having to lock up, then I think that they would grab hold of that opportunity. I'm positive of it.
You present to the police on a weekly basis things that you say have gone wrong with the system. Do you want to keep that sort of weekly dialogue happening with the commissioner?
We talk to each other when we need to. I just think that he's doing lots of good things. He's putting in a police commissioner's Aboriginal advisory group. He's recruiting Aboriginal people into the systems. He's allowing Aboriginal really remote communities to police themselves. All of these initiatives are under his watch, and it's very encouraging.
There is, I believe, now a remote community close to the Northern Territory border where the entire police station is Indigenous. What's been the impact of having that kind of Indigenous policing of an Indigenous community?
It's self-determination in action. It's the empowerment of local people taking control of their own lives, not having government control it. And I think that that's a great step forward. It's the first step towards treaty making. It's the first step towards nationhood building. These are the things that empower Aboriginal people. They don't keep us subservient, and they don't keep us as dependents of the state. These things are very empowering, and it's very encouraging when you do see things like this.
And very, very quickly, are there enough police officers in the WA police force who are Indigenous?
I think as long as we've got enough to reflect the local numbers of Aboriginal people in the community, then it's all based on equality. I don't think you need to have a police force that's got so many Aboriginal people in that the non-Aboriginal people are looking over their shoulder. I'd rather see non-Aboriginal people want to do the right thing. And once again, you know, we may get there in a couple of generations. It's going to take that long, but someone had to take the step forward.
Dennis Eggington, it's been really good to speak to you this NAIDOC week. Thank you very much for speaking to RN Drive.
Thank you, Damien, for having me.
Happy NAIDOC week. That was Dennis Eggington, CEO of the WA Aboriginal Legal Service. I'm Damien Carrick, and you're listening to RN Drive.